Lane County is one of those rare ones that includes both Cascade Peaks and coastline within its borders. There are lots of places to play and just be in Lane County, including a passel of parks run by the county. Passel is not a technical term, we know. We'll get a real figure nailed down shortly. All of those Lane County parks are covered by a master plan, and that master plan is undergoing a periodic update at the moment, an update that gives the public several chances for input. Mike Russell is the manager of Lane County Parks and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad to be here this morning.
So give us some idea of the scope of Lane County Parks. This is a big county, obviously, so is there a set of parks to match?
Yeah, so we have 70 recreational sites, over 4,300 acres worth, stretching from the Oregon coast to the Cascade Mountain Range. We have 5 campgrounds, 229 campsites, reservable picnic facilities. We have an organizational camp. We have water access at 37 of those 70 sites. Swim areas. We have 400 moorage slips and 3 marinas. We have a lot going on.
That is a lot of stuff to manage. Anyway, how big a staff do you have at the Lane County Parks?
We have 9 permanent employees for that system. So we do staff up for the summer season. But there's 9 of us that are working that system for the year.
Wow. So the non-warm season is a busy time for folks to manage 70 sites with 9 people.
Yep, it is. And it's incredible the amount of work that we do get done and provide the service to the public.
So what goes into a park's master plan?
So this is a long-awaited document. We've been working on this update for several years, and it's going to culminate here pretty soon, hopefully. The idea with the master plan is that will guide the development and investments in parks and open space facilities for the next 20 years. So looking at our current facilities, thinking about future acquisitions, talking about increasing revenue to provide enhanced services, everything from trying to maintain what we have to expanding the system.
When was the last time this plan was updated?
The plan was not been updated since 1980.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got 35 years of backlog then, in a sense.
Yeah, yep.
They are meant to last for a while. So what kinds of things, for example, took place over the life of the last revision?
So over that time, we've acquired different park facilities. The system has grown and is different, looks different. Demands on the system have changed, so we're seeing more demand for camping facilities, more demand for different uses in our parks, such as disc golf and other activities that weren't necessarily envisioned back in 1980.
Well, I'm thinking about how different Lane County and all of Western Oregon is since 1980. We're talking about, I can think of at least 3 recessions and 1 major industry crash that has happened over that time.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's been some interim plans, just basically financial plans to kind of address those terms, but nothing major as far as a significant update to the master plan itself.
So when you talk about a significant update, is it necessary that there are going to be significant things happening within that plan, or is it just to really catch it up in a sense of deferred planning?
Well, we've really taken a facility-by-facility approach and really want to present a vision to our park users, to the citizens of Lane County, and see, get their feedback on if they agree with that, if they have other ideas about what their park system should look like, and we're just encouraging them to give us that feedback. We really want to take the opportunity to expand our vision for the system over the next 20 years.
All right, we'll talk about it a couple of times through the course of the next few minutes, but give us the first crack at places where people can go to provide feedback.
Sure. So go to lanecounty.org/parks, and that's the main page for the Parks Division, and there's a link to the Master Plan Update website. There are opportunities there to provide online public comment, download the document, read the document, and see other opportunities that are coming up to participate.
Mike Russell's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the manager at Lane County Parks. We're talking about the Lane County Parks Master Plan receiving a fairly significant update for the first time since 1980 this year. Generally envisioned as covering the park system from 2016 to 2036, so a 20-year plan. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments or start the input process right here and now. 800-838-3760 over the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. There are some open house meetings as well, is that right?
Yeah, so over the next couple months, we're going to have 5 regional meetings that we're inviting the public to participate in. Our first one will be September 10th at the City of Florence, right at their City Hall there. And we're inviting folks to come and meet with staff, and their open house format, so there won't be like a formal presentation, but there will be opportunity to discuss the plan. We'll have materials there for folks to look at for significant investment, you know, and significant changes that we are proposing, and they can provide us comments on that. And then over the next, like I said, September and October, we'll be having 4 other meetings at Bonita, Eugene, Lieberg, and Cottage Grove. And all that information is on the website, and we'll be sending out notices, press releases for each one of those as well.
You mentioned revenue earlier, and I'm wondering what the situation's been like with Lane County Parks over the years, because since this plan was last given a major update in 1980, I mean, I'm thinking about the major crash in ONC timber funds that the county relied upon about 1980, and then, of course, the ongoing reduction in ONC funds as timber activity has declined on the BLM lands that pay into those funds since 1990 or so. So, I mean, Lane County has had issues with trying to provide sheriff's patrols and jail space and all that stuff. So I imagine Parks has taken a few hits along the way.
Yeah, and that's been the main challenge for the division since 1980, is that coming off of the general fund, we're asked to become more self-sufficient. So since that time, a lot of diversification of revenue, investments in services that provide revenue, so camping, for instance, or marina development, those things that we can charge for the service to pay for the service. So that's been a major focus of the division over that period, and that is only expected to continue into the future as we get more self-sufficient. So, yeah, diversifying our revenues, becoming less dependent on taxes or other public funding, and being more self-funded.
How much general fund money comes into the Parks Department at this point, if any?
None right now.
Really? So yeah. You really are self-supporting?
Yes. We do receive some car rental tax revenue, as well as transient tax revenue and RV fee, registration fee from the state. Other than that, we're mainly user-supported.
Does it help, then, to have such a big county with such a diverse stable of parks?
Does it help?
In the sense that you got a diversified, you know, set of income sources, although you have to maintain them all, too.
Right. And that's true. It gets complicated, but I think it also strengthens the program, because you know, any hit to any one source doesn't necessarily mean the whole program gets cut. So we do have, because it's diversified and user supported, it's really up to us to continue to develop that and make it worthwhile for folks to visit our parks. And so it gives us incentive to reinvest and make the parks the best they can be.
Have any of the Lane County Park sites been forced to close since 1980?
We have probably 17 parks that are functionally closed. So what that means is the gate's closed. We don't do much maintenance unless there's a complaint. But it is, I mean, you could park outside the park and access the park, but we don't allow vehicle access. So they're functionally closed at this point. That's about the extent of it, about 17 of the 70 parks.
All right, we got some calls for you here. Let's go to Vince in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking master plans with Mike Russell at Lane County Parks.
Yes, I want to know what you're planning to do to make the parks more accessible to the disabled, especially wheelchair users and people with visual impairments. I enjoy the parks, but I can't take disabled friends because you get into the parking lot, and yes, there's a handicap accessible parking space, and then it virtually ends right there. You know, the ADA says the parks are supposed to be accessible, and I find it very difficult to use them.
All right. Good information to know. Thanks for that, Vince. Appreciate it. So, Mike, what is being done to make sure you're up to the Americans with Disabilities Act standards?
So we do have visions for paving some of our gravel parking lots and also providing hard surface trails and looking to provide more access for Americans with disabilities. So our hope is to increase that accessibility over the next 20 years.
Another call here from Don in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Mike Russell from Lane County Parks.
Hello, Mike, and what an outstanding place this is. I just wanted to mention that my wife, this is a plug, I guess, does a series for the Register Guard called Good Walks, and it covers a lot of the territory, and you can see and make plans by looking at these, and I think it's great what Lane County has done, but in around Eugene, a lot of the parks are being linked up, which is very exciting. Mount Pisgah, which is maintained by a great group of volunteers, I might add, is to be linked with Spencer Butte and the Ridgeline Trail, and maybe even out to Fern Ridge. I mean, I think that's a model for what could be done in the county. I know a lot of the beach trails are linked. Kenzie River Trail. I mean, these things are just quite unique in the world, I think. And I just wanted to comment on those two things.
All right. Thanks for that, Don. Appreciate it. Thoughts, Mike?
We are an active member of the Rivers to Ridges Partnership and fully subscribe to their vision to connect our river paths with our ridge paths. So that connection from downtown Eugene to Buford Park is part of that vision, or maybe from Eugene to Fern Ridge or from Veneta to Fern Ridge. Those kinds of things are definitely part of the plan, and we actively support.
You know, there's a whole other set of issues more in Lane County than in some other places, but the issue of homeless people and where to put them and different campsites and long-term camping, short-term camping. Is the county park system involved with that array of services to attempt to find places for homeless people to stay?
We have been peripherally involved. We do get illegal camping sometimes on our properties, and we have to deal with that situation. But we do offer short-term camping opportunities and reasonable rates and provide that service. They're welcome to use our facilities as they can, but we haven't been directly involved in the specific efforts of Lane County to address the homeless issues.
Mike Russell again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Lane County Parks Manager. What is the most popular park among all the 70 sites you maintain at Lane County Parks?
Well, I think Mount Pisgah Buford Park is probably our most visited park in the system, and it covers about 2,600 acres and is mostly natural area with a pretty active trail system, and so we see a lot of visitation there.
Are any of the parks like Mount Pisgah Buford Park getting a little too much love, a little too much visitation? I mean, is there some wear and tear in the parks because of heavy use?
We're seeing, as population increases, as people start moving into the area, we are seeing a definite spike in people wanting to stay close to home and using recreation in the areas that they live. So in general, yes, we're seeing an increase in use across the system.
Do you have to ramp up, do you look for a bigger maintenance budget over time to handle some of that load?
So we do have deferred maintenance that we're just not able to get to. That list continues to grow as we try to serve and maintain what we have. I think over time we're going to have to address that issue. The master plan does talk about ways to start addressing our deferred maintenance over time. but I think it'll continue to be an issue.
Okay, a couple more comments here. Mike in Medford emails in. Just wanted to say the fact that you can take LTD from downtown Eugene to the Cascades is amazing. I wish Southern Oregon could have such a great connection. That from Mike in Medford. Here's a call from Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Mike Russell from Lane County Parks.
Hi. Say, I have an idea for you to help maintain the parks.
Okay.
When I was a kid growing up, I'm an old guy now, but there was jobs that kids could do, pick beans, strawberries, you know, all kinds of things that you could go do and kind of learn something. Well, why doesn't the Parks Department start a youth program where kids who could volunteer and come to a program where they might last 3 weeks, 2 weeks, six, I don't care, and they would be part of a program to maintain the parks. They'd learn about all kinds of things that way, how to show up on time, how to work with other people, how to maintain our parks. They'd get to be outdoors, have fresh air, and we could have volunteer people like maybe from the Isaac Walton League or, mm-hmm. you know, there's all kinds of outdoor people,
okay.
Sierra Club, different people like that that could volunteer to kind of supervise. And then you could have one overall supervising person for each unit. You might have 4 or 5 units.
Okay, let's get time for a response here, Dennis. Thanks for the thoughts. Mike, what do you think?
I think it's a great idea. We can't provide the service we provide without volunteers.
All right, so community members can go to lanecounty.org/parks and look at the master plan there. The first meeting will be September 10th at Florence City Hall. Other meetings later on in Vinita and Eugene later in September. And people can submit photographs, too, I understand, to Lane County or Lane Parks at county.lane.or.us. Mike Russell, thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange today.
Thank you, Jeff.